Hello and welcome to Stone Harbor's weekly comments on credit. This is Megha Bansal and I'll be presenting this week's highlights. Today is April 19, 2024. Global bond yields remained close to the highs of the year as incoming US economic data showed ongoing strength. US retail sales data for March posted strong gains, with Feb data also revised higher. This week, markets also reacted to the unprecedented strikes on Israel by Iran over the weekend, which briefly pushed oil prices higher. Spreads across major credit sectors widened and total returns were negative. The US dollar advanced against the euro and the average spot currency performance in emerging markets was negative for the week. In the US, comments from monetary policymakers turned somewhat more hawkish in response to the lack of progress on bringing down inflation recently. Market pricing is currently consistent with just 2 rate cuts by the end of the year, compared with as many as 6 being priced in at the beginning of this year. 10-year Treasury yields rose modestly over the week to 4.59%. In the Eurozone, comments from European Central Bank policymakers continued to indicate that the ECB easing cycle could begin in June if inflation improvements continue from recent months. Feb industrial production rose by 0.8% on the month, and the year-on-year decline improved marginally to 6.4% after a 6.6% decline in January. German Bund yields were little changed over the week, with the 10-year closing at 2.47%. March inflation data in the UK showed some improvement from February, but the decline was smaller than market expectations, prompting a larger repricing in the UK gilt market, with the 10-year yields rising by 11 basis points to 4.26%. It is now expected that the Bank of England will begin its easing cycle in September. Japanese yen continued to weaken on the foreign exchanges, hitting new 30-year lows during the week as threats of intervention to support the currency failed to materialize. Japanese government bond yields rose by 8 basis points to 0.88%, up from around 0.6% at the beginning of this year. On page 2, please have a look at our Economics Corner, where we discuss the impacts of housing reacceleration on inflation. Owner's equivalent rent has increased from a 3-month annualized pace of 5.4% in December to 5.9% in March. The rent index has still declined, but at somewhat less rapid pace. While these aren't the only inflation disappointments in CPI, they are quite meaningful. In emerging markets debt, external sovereign debt spreads widened 23 basis points this week, and the JP Morgan MB Global Diversified returned negative 1.5%. Investment grade bonds outperformed non-investment grade bonds with total returns of negative 1.2% and 1.7% respectively. The JP Morgan GBI EM Global Diversified returned negative 2.3%. EM currencies returned negative 1.7% in aggregate. In corporates, the JP Morgan SEMBI Broad Diversified returned negative 0.5% this week and spreads widened 14 basis points. EM corporates outperformed both US high yield debt and emerging markets sovereign bonds. On the issuance front, we highlight 2 deals in the primary market by Korea's Hana Bank and Turkey's Vakıf Bank. On pages 3 and 4, we also note developments and headlines in key emerging markets. In Argentina, President Milei's administration submitted a revised version of the original omnibus reform bill in the hopes of gaining support from lawmakers. In China, quarter 1 2024 GDP growth came in at 5.3% year-on-year, exceeding market expectations of 4.8% year-on-year. Better than expected quarter-on-quarter growth, as well as revisions to the fourth quarter growth, contributed to the positive outcome. In Ghana, IMF staff and the Ghanaian authorities reached staff-level agreement on the second review of the 36-month extended credit facility program. In India, attention has turned to politics. Elections begin this week and will conclude in 7 weeks. Recent opinion polls suggest that Narendra Modi's BJP coalition will return to power for the third consecutive term. For more details, please take a look at the comments on credit document. I hope you'll find this week's comments useful. As always, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to me or any of my colleagues. Wishing you all a very good weekend.